He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, July the 31st. You can kiss July goodbye at midnight tonight. And welcome August tomorrow. How are we doing on this Wednesday so far in the market? Well, we have positive numbers here so far. We have the Dow up 64 points, being helped along by Apple, which is a member of the Dow, and the Dow 30 right now at 27,262. The NASDAQ is up 18 points, once again helped by Apple. Apple, a big component of the NASDAQ 100 composite index. The NASDAQ is at 8,291. The S&P, wow, it's been above 3,000 for quite some time here. The S&P 500 up a point today, just a point, 3,014 as it cracked through that 3,000 level recently. And more importantly, it has remained there. What was once resistance, 3,000, should now become support in a perfect world. Support should be at 3,000 right now. That's technical support. Russell 2,000 up just a couple of points here today. Crude oil is up 31 cents. It's marching back towards $60 per barrel at $58.36. Gold up 60 cents to 1442. I think gold is expecting a rate cut by the Fed today, which doesn't help the dollar, but does help gold. And the 10-year yield, the bond market, looking ahead to the Fed announcement today, it's very quiet over there in bond land today. The 10-year is at 2.05%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Flying solo again here today as Paul gets ready for our appointments today in Bellevue, Washington. It's a pretty newsworthy day today. There's a lot going on in the market. In fact, I've talked about this at the beginning of the week. I said, fasten your seatbelt. I think the biggest event today will be the Fed announcement this afternoon. And if they don't cut rates by a quarter of a point, I think you'll see a hissy fit by the market. However, I expect them, and I think the street expects them, and I think most analysts expect that the Fed will cut rates by a quarter point today, and the market probably, I would say, certainly has built in that rate cut so far. And of course, the market will also be listening very, very intently to what the Fed has to say about the current state of the economy and possible future rate cuts. Well, we had a so-so day in the market yesterday. The big news yesterday were the negotiations that resumed with China. They ended almost as fast as they started, as our team is headed home after just one day of negotiations. That didn't go very far. Instead, I think China wanted to watch the Democratic debate last night, the leaders of China, that is, to see who they might be dealing with next. You know, in 2020, just in case President Trump does not get reelected, and I think that China would much rather deal with someone other than President Trump. What about you? Did you see anybody last night that you can see going head-to-head with Donald Trump next November that could unseat him, unseat a sitting president? Or tonight, will we see somebody? Will it still get to see Kamala Harris and Joe Biden tonight. Will there be anyone there that can go head-to-head with him and unseat Trump? And I think China probably watching those debates very intently. And in the meantime, avoiding negotiations with Trump. In other words, the Chinese negotiations, trade negotiations, are going nowhere right now. The market is going to have to go up on earnings because the trade negotiations don't look like an imminent deal in the works right now. I sent out tweets on the following stocks yesterday that really caught my eye. There were only six. The Trade Desk caught my eye, TTD, a small stock, TNAV, caught my eye. Estee Lauder caught my eye, the stock, a dividend payer breaking out to new highs. A few gold stocks caught my eye, including Yamana Gold, which is AUY. I did not do any buying or selling yesterday. And I think the market yesterday was in wait-and-see mode, looking ahead to Apple's earnings, which we'll get to here in a bit. That occurred after the close of the market last night. And, of course, today we get the big FOMC open market committee decision on interest rates. And I think the market was also waiting yesterday to see how the Chinese negotiations went. Well, you can take that one off the table right now. They went nowhere. Apple's results did come in last night, and we await the Fed decision here today. Well, as I said, we are not only expecting an interest rate cut today, but earnings continue to pour in. This is the biggest week of earnings season, and then it will start to taper off in starting next week. But there's still quite a few that have to report. Most of the big ones will be in by the end of this week. And of course, you know who the big one is that we'll talk about today. The biggest report that has come in since we last spoke together was Apple, which reported after the market closed last night. Okay, here's a few things that the Fed will have to chew on here today. We do have some new economic reports that they've got to consider. Consumer confidence blast through estimates. Yeah, you know what? I see it at restaurants. I see it at gas stations. I see it at hotels. I see it at retail shops. I see it at Walmart. I see it just about everywhere. I see it in jobs wanted signs all across this part of the nation. The consumer is spending right now. The consumer is pretty darn confident, and that is very indicative of a pretty strong underlying economy right now. Of course, on the other hand, you've got the Fed that's going to cut rates because they see uncertainties in the economy. Will the true economy please stand up? Pending home sales sail way past estimates. That particular part of the economy remains strong. You know, more evidence of that was the earnings that D.R. Horton put out yesterday, which beat estimates. You had a huge breakout in D.R. Horton yesterday, and of course, pending home sales sail past estimates. So the housing sector, which is a very important part of the U.S. economy, it still remains strong. And we had a precursor to the big jobs report we get on Friday. The ADP jobs report came in at 156,000. The consensus was 150,000. So the jobs part of the economy is also doing its part in keeping this economy in its 11th year of expansion. And, of course, today the Fed is expected to cut rates for the first time. When do you think the last rate cut was, huh? 2008. Do you remember what was going on then? The market was reeling. The economy was collapsing. The financial sector was under siege. That's the last time the Fed cut rates. Fast forward to today, 11 years later, the market is not reeling. The economy is not reeling. There aren't any sectors out there that are falling apart, yet the Fed is poised to cut rates today for the first time since 2008. Is it the trend worldwide that we're joining in on? Has it been Trump's jawboning that is forcing Jerome Powell's hands? Or does he really see something out there that makes him nervous about the future of the U.S. economy? Are we headed for a recession? Well, he's doing everything he can to keep us from going into one. Apple, when we come back, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Okay, let's just dig in here to the biggest earnings report that happened since we spoke last. Apple has reported earnings. They beat by 8 cents and they beat on revenues. Well, the market likes those double beats when they beat on revenue and on their earnings, and they are rewarding Apple today, which I thought was trading pretty well. In fact, I sent out several tweets over the last week saying how healthy the Apple chart is. Well, guess what? Apple is breaking out to a new 52-week high, it looks like, here today. Apple is up 4.8%, $10 per share. And guess what? That pushes it through the $1 trillion mark once again. $1.8 trillion in market capitalization at Apple. Now, Apple is not my largest position here at Gunderson Capital Management, but it is one of the positions that I own in my dividend and growth portfolio. You see, that's where I think Apple fits in its lifespan right now. It is no longer an ultra growth. It's no longer an emerging, a young emerging growth stock. It's no longer a small cap, mid cap, ultra growth stock. It's no longer a premier large cap growth stock. Its growth has slowed down considerably. It's been growing over the last 5 years by 11% per year, okay? It's not the Amazon triple digit like numbers. It's now low single digits, which disqualifies it for me in my growth portfolios. I require higher growth than that. But having said that, it pays a dividend yield of about 1.5%. So that qualifies it for my dividend portfolio. And as I've said many times, I would rather have a dividend stock that is also growing its earnings than a lower dividend paying stock like Apple, 1.5%. Yesterday I used the example of Altria. Altria pays 6.7% dividend yield, but it's not growing its earnings. Its earnings are going backwards, while Apple's earnings are still going forward. Over the last 5 years, once again, Apple has grown their earnings by 11% per year, which is good for a dividend payer. It's not good for a growth stock, but it's good for a dividend payer, okay? So that's where I own it, in the dividend portfolio, which the buy and hold version of the dividend portfolio, which I started January 1st of this year, is up over 20% so far this year. And Apple is one of the 20 stocks, 17, I think, 20, somewhere in there, stocks that I own in that dividend portfolio that is up just over 21% year to date. That's the buy and hold version of my growth and dividend portfolio. Now, Apple is also getting some upgrades here. I did write an article with my take on Apple here today. I have submitted it. Hopefully it will get published, and I'll let you know when it does get published. It's my current take as a quant in the market, quantitative analysis that keeps it simple. I zero in on value and momentum. And I weigh in this article, which I will let you know, I will send out a tweet. I will announce it on the air when this article goes public. My current take from a quant's point of view as far as the momentum goes on the stock, current momentum or lack thereof, and where the current valuation comes in at on Apple. Now, in addition to Apple's reports, which were better than expected, and the stock being up $10 per share right now, they also declared a 70-cent per share dividend, and that equates to a forward-yielding dividend of 1.5%. So, you know, I just believe that along with that dividend of 1.5%, you still have opportunity for capital appreciation. But once again, I think it fits in a growth and income bucket, not in a pure growth bucket. Now, here's what the analysts are doing with the stock today. Cowen says their next year's 5G phone launch, which I agree. I think that could be the next catalyst for Apple to keep it going, to keep the growth going. I think a lot of people are going to want those 5G phones, and they're going to be launching that next year. Cowen is upping their earnings estimates. Wedbush is upping their earnings, their target price from $2.35 to $2.45. Deutsche Bank raises theirs. Canaccord raises theirs. And Citigroup raises their target price also. So once again, I will let you know when my article comes out. I blasted it out last night and this morning after the company reported. And I do currently own Apple in my dividend and growth portfolio. Okay, I would say the second biggest report that we've had since we last spoke, General Electric. Oh, how can you not talk about GE? One of the stocks that I've blasted over the years, the recent years, especially the IMMEL years, which were really terrible, really, really bad. And now General Motors or General Electric seems to have its sea legs back somewhat. It's changed helmsman twice, I want to say, since Immelt. There seems to be a pretty steady hand at the wheel right now. And it would seem that the mess, the spill left behind by Immelt has mostly been sopped up, mopped up by now. But I'm still, you know, not very positive. You're not going to find GE in my portfolio right now. GE currently has a dividend yield of less than 0.5%, 0.4. They had to slash their dividend to preserve cash. And their growth rate over the last 5 years has been a paltry 3% per year. I'm surprised it's even that, because their earnings have been going down now for the last 4 years. But we may be finally seeing an inflection point in General Electric where their earnings are finally going to start growing again. They did beat by 5 cents. Their revenue was in line. They're not in the Dow anymore. They're standing in the corner facing the wall. Probably will never get back into the Dow again. But I'm going to say at least the good news is there's a seems to be an inflection point, and maybe a little bit of growth starts to come back to a once dominant company. AMD, when we come back, Airbus, Humana, a lot of others. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Well, China talks go nowhere. President Xi, I'm sure, had his people, his people that need to know, watching the Democratic debates last night, and of course they'll be on again tonight to see who they might be dealing with next time around, if not Trump. It sounds like they want to try to play the waiting game right now. And of course you've got the Fed decision coming out later today. One thing that they're going to have to weigh at the Fed, and this should tilt them towards that rate cut, its growth in the Eurozone has returned to the anemic rates seen in the third and fourth quarters of last year, with GDP growth coming in at one half of what it was in the April-June period. It goes clear down to 0.2%. Barely crawling along over in Europe. And of course they are our biggest trading partner, bigger than China. And the ECB, obviously, they continue to keep rates low. They continue to try to live on monetary policy alone, which you would think they would start throwing out or coming up with some creative fiscal policy types of interventions there into their economy, which seems to be sliding towards a recession, using Germany as the main indicator there. So I'm sure the Fed is watching those numbers out of Europe also. Okay, AMD, as Apple is beating and exceeding estimates, AMD, which I also own, is falling short of estimates. The stock has pulled back to its 50-day moving average, probably a good entry point. I probably will be writing on AMD here within the next few days once I see the new numbers coming out. But they reported earnings that were in line with estimates. They beat on revenue. You're saying, then what's the problem then? Well, they gave a bit of downside view and guidance on sales, on revenues. And it would seem that the part of their business that sells to the gaming companies is slowing down. You know, you're seeing that at NVIDIA also. But I think AMD is cheap enough right now. It's a very cheap stock. Forward PE, growth, PEG ratio, etc. Let me just look up the current PEG of AMD. Yeah, I'll have that in a minute here for you. I have to log in. But anyways, AMD comes up a little bit short here today. There was a time when nobody really cared about AMD. You know, Intel dominated that space. But in recent years, AMD has made some serious inroads to not only Intel, but also NVIDIA, and has really been growing their business once again. And this report, however, does come up a little bit shy of estimates, and they did guide lower in that all-important gaming portion of their business. The stock down 8%, but just at first blush, I would say much ado about nothing. And I would say that AMD still continues to be one of the cheaper growth stocks in the market. Here comes my PEG ratio. Currently 1.08, probably below 1 today with this bit of a sell-off. But, you know, AMD's up 85% over the last 12 months. Over the last 3 years, it's been cooking at 70% a year. That's capital appreciation. There is no dividend here. And over the last 5 years, 54% per year. Of course, most of that has been the last couple of years that has really skewed those numbers so high. But I do continue to own AMD. And, of course, you always want to see a company beat earnings estimates. But it wasn't the case here with AMD today. However, And I'll be on Twitter today, and I should have an article out here as soon as I see the new numbers. This may be a good entry point into AMD once again. Airbus reports earnings. Well, I can remember when Airbus earnings, and nobody really cared all that much about Airbus. But then along came Boeing's troubles, and now Airbus is the one that is flying high and getting a lot of that Boeing business. Airbus, $111 billion company headquartered in the Netherlands. Airbus is up just 14 cents today, 0.4%. Airbus is a dividend-paying stock. It's a growth and dividend-paying stock. It pays a 1% dividend yield, and it would seem that recently the losses by Boeing have been Airbus's gain, as it's pretty much the other big player in the industry. And Airbus, there weren't earnings estimates out on Airbus, so I can't tell you whether they beat or did not beat or fell short. But their Q2 profits did rise. In fact, their profits were up 59% year over year, and their sales were up 5%. Year over year. They are saying that they're going to have a hard time moving forward, meeting the demand. They're having a delivery challenge in the second half, but I think Airbus is sitting pretty good right now with the problems at Boeing. Humana beats by 78 cents. Now, if Bernie Sanders has his way, and several of the candidates that debated last night, there will be no need for Humana or United Healthcare or any of the other insurers that are making billions and billions of dollars off the backs of hardworking Americans. This is according to Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, who want nothing more than a government option, single payer, doing away with private insurance, which 180 million people are currently on. That seems to be the biggest debate or the biggest knock, along with many, many others, against a single payer private healthcare or government run healthcare plan. 180 million people currently have private insurance from insurers. They don't have government insurance. That would be a massive, massive upheaval of the current healthcare situation. And of course, I think tonight in the debate of the second group, I'm pretty much sure that Kamala Harris is also for the single payer option only. All right, another stock that caught my eye yesterday. I didn't send out a tweet on it, but it certainly caught my eye. Let's see how it's doing today. Lululemon. Lululemon, ooh, that's a good chart again today, hitting a new high. That's another one that I own. They are building a new concept store in Chicago that includes a restaurant and workout classes. Well, there you go. Next time you visit Chicago, you can go to Lululemon's giant concept store. You can work out while you're there. Probably have a Beyond Burger when you're done and a nice protein shake. I don't think they'll be selling greasy cheeseburgers with double cheese and Thousand Island dressing there in the restaurant. Otherwise, you won't look too good in those Lululemon pants. But Lululemon's rolling out a new format is going to be critical to determine whether or not Lululemon can maximize its retail footprint throughout the country. You see, maybe Lululemon is considering that at a lot of their stores, adding a little juice bar, adding a little place to work out next door. But that continues to be a growth company. Their recent earnings that they reported, their sales were up 20%, and their earnings were up 35%, and the stock is hitting a new all-time high today. This one I got to laugh just a little bit. I remember when the cannabis craze came along. Well, look at that stock is breaking out to new all-time highs. One of the companies that was riding the coattails of the cannabis craze was Scott's Miracle-Gro. You want a better crop? You want a better yield? Scott's Miracle-Gro in those greenhouses. Well, look at Scott's today. SMG, Great Scott. It's hitting a new high, up 10%. That's an ancillary play on the cannabis boom. It's one of the picks and shovel companies that is making money in the current cannabis boom sweeping our nation. When we come back, we'll have our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there's a lot of stocks that I could feature today, but I'm going to feature one that is in the news today. Why not? They have reported earnings. Let me check one other one here before I make my final decision. Well, that's a tough call there. I think I'm going to go with American Tower. I just changed my mind. You'll hear the other one tomorrow, I guess. American Tower is an interesting concept, interesting line of business. I grew up in a very similar kind of business, the billboard business, where you have a structure on private land and you pay the landowner a lease money to put your structure, and then you rent out, obviously, your structure to advertisers. Well, American Tower has a very similar business model, only on their tower they have wireless service providers buying space. And American Tower AMT is one of the largest in the industry, headquartered in Boston, Massachusetts. Stock hitting all-time highs recently. American Tower is a $94 billion company. $94 billion. And this also goes along with my theory strategy of companies that pay a dividend but are also growing their earnings. And that's the same model that Apple has that I featured here a little bit earlier in the show. AMT is another stock that I own in my dividend and growth portfolio, wherein the company is not only growing its dividend, but it's also growing their earnings. In fact, over the last 5 years, AMT's earnings have been growing by 14% per year. And they also are in the news today. They reported earnings. They beat earnings by 27 cents and they beat on revenue, and the stock is up 1.4% today, and not too far, maybe a hop, skip, and a jump, maybe just a hop away from a new all-time high on American Tower AMT. Now let's just look at the particulars. Let's, as a quant, looking at the valuation and the momentum combined, it looks pretty good. In fact, AMT is ranked number 107 out of 5,318. Over the last 10 years, American Tower has doubled their returns of the stock market. That's a lot of alpha. Over the last 5 years, AMT has again doubled the returns of the market. That's a lot of alpha again. Over the last 3 years, doubled the returns. Double your pleasure, double your fun. Remember that one? It was one of those Dentine or Juicy Fruit Gum or one of those. Over the last 12 months, the stock of American Tower is up 43%. And the market is up 7.5%. I hope you're saying that was a pretty good pick, Bill. Of course it was. How do you think I found it? I found it using my Best Stocks Now app. It's also one of the most highly rated dividend and growth stocks in the app. No wonder it's just one of the 17 stocks that I own in my dividend and growth buy and hold portfolio, which is up over 21% so far this year. Now, American Tower doesn't pay a big fat dividend yield like BP does, but BP's earnings are going the wrong way, and American Tower's earnings are going the right way, which I prefer. American Tower also, in my book, looks pretty inexpensive still. In fact, when I do a five-year valuation on it, this is before it reported earnings yesterday, I get a stock that still has significant upside potential. So I personally continue to like AMT, American Tower, a $100 billion company that pays a 1.6% dividend yield. So you get a little check a couple times a year when they declare their dividend, just like Apple. And be honest with you, American Tower is growing at about the same rate that Apple is. It's yielding about the same as Apple. It's not the size of Apple, but it is a large cap at $93 billion. Of course, Apple is now $1 trillion. I would say, too, that American Tower has a little steadier business model than the ups and downs of the cell phone sales and the computer sales over at Apple. It's pretty good comparable, actually, to Apple. The stock, American Tower provides the service, Apple provides the hardware that goes with that service, so kind of a couple of linked stocks. AMT is currently ranked at number 107 out of 5,318, and one of the stocks that I currently own and most likely will be writing about here soon with a little bit of an update and new numbers after their recent earnings report. Well, we got a whole lot more earnings reports coming tonight. But before then, get ready for the fireworks show that begins this afternoon. I think it's 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when Jerome Powell will announce the mouthpiece for the Federal Open Market Committee. The chairman of that committee will announce the current change or no change to interest rates. And as I've said, the market is fully expecting a quarter point rate cut. And if it doesn't get it, I think I will, go out on my fishing boat and fish the rest of the day, come back and see how much the market has sold off after that report. But I believe that he will give us that quarter point rate cut, take back the rate hike, which was a rate hike too far back in October of last year. Well, if you'd like to talk to us about a little bit more active money management than what the rest of the industry is offering these days, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST or get the newsletter. Check out the results first of how we're doing. That's GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.